Every week, same thing. Every week, same championship level. We're not going to approach this game different, but we do have a little fire in our tail from, you know, we want to win. Every guy in this locker room want to win. So,
when you're playing a team like this, I mean, what seeps into the consciousness of this team? I mean, does the focus increase more because you know the margin of error shrinks a little bit more when you're dealing with a team like this one? Or is it, as you say, is it, you know, just kind of business as usual?
I've been on both sides. You know, we've been in a position where we were the winning team and, you know, facing a team on a losing streak. We went into it with the same mindset as of, you know, the record's cleaned out right now. We're 0-0, you know, going into the season, our first time playing Carolina this season. So, you know, it's a few things that we haven't seen, some things they haven't seen. So we're going to approach this week, you know, as our record's out the window.
How do you use that experience, you know, from when you guys were the ones on that side of it, 11-0, and right, going into New Orleans at the time? How do you approach it and use that experience to help you?
It's 0-0, you know, you respect them, what they've done, and, you know, I hope they do the same for us, you know. They can look at film and see we're a pretty good team. You know, we're not a pushover, you know, regardless of what the records say. You have to respect us, and we'll do the same to them. But when we line up, our record's out the window. We playing. We got to be road dogs for a while, and we got to go on the road and get a win.
What do you see differently in camp?
Confidence. He's still doing the same thing Cam always did for the past few seasons, but now you can see the confidence that he's playing with. You know, he's got receivers that, you know, probably no one, you know, really much heard of until now. But, you know, he's playing with confidence, and, you know, a team, you know, feeds off of, number one, you know, your quarterback being the leader. You know, he's playing with a lot of confidence, and so it's striking through the whole team.
It seems like that people know he's going to Olsen, but he's still catching it. How's he getting over?
It's a game of inches. You know, guys be there, but, you know, Olsen from the, you know, with his experience, he knows how to get open. You've seen that a lot with Tony Gonzalez back in the days, you know, wasn't the fastest, but he know how to get open and catch the ball, and that's what Olsen's doing right now, and you just got to find a way to you know, contain him.
Do you look at all at that playoff game in Seattle last year where obviously Dan was up there as their coordinator? Ken Chancellor had a very good game against him. Do you refer to that film at all?
Absolutely. You watch that film. But at the same time, you got, you know, you're going back to the state that teams were at. You got to remember Carolina went off of a, you know, what, 6-7 game winning season. You know, so I'm sure they're a totally different ball club right now. They got 12 wins right now, so they're a different team. So it's hard to even look at that film. You know, but you got to take some of the good things Seattle did out of their game and use it against Carolina. So.